Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Not too quiet in St. Paul. A lot of consternation over school closures yesterday. The St. Paul School Board voted to close six schools, addressing declining enrollment and some other factors. More than 2,000 students impacted by the decision. That's about 6% of district enrollment, according to figures from the St. Paul School District. Joining us now, a gentleman I got to know recently as part of Best Prep. I'm happy to introduce St. Paul Superintendent Dr. Joe Gothard. Dr. Gothard, welcome. Good morning.
Paul, good morning. Good to be with you today.
And I know you and your colleagues really in an impossible situation, right? Trying to thread the needle. Students have been whacked by the pandemic and now news of consolidation and closures. Explain the calculus that went into the decision.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd have time to talk about the entire timeline. This started in earnest in the spring of 2019 with the idea that looking at our enrollment trends, that we would have to do something different. And, you know, we have a lot of resources in St. Paul Public Schools, don't get me wrong, but when you spread those out to every edge of the organization, you understand that some schools have and some schools do not. Envision SPPS was our opportunity to do just that, to consolidate, to merge some schools so that we could focus resources in a more equitable way. The difficulty in that is, as you read, 6% of students are impacted throughout the district, but even one student who is forced to leave a school that is their community, where they feel welcome, is really hard. So this decision and, you know, the last 2 years has not been an easy one, and our board, took a lot of time to come to the recommendation that passed on a 5-2 vote last night.
Well, and a lot of people are understandably upset and angry and scared. There's always fear of the unknown, what comes next. What would you like to say to residents of St. Paul who may be listening right now and who are being impacted by this?
Well, one, we are really guided by our district strategic plan, and we are aiming to provide a well-rounded education at every one of our sites. Now, there have been many things that have been added to that through the pandemic and through some of the challenges that we have recent, but our commitment still stands true. And through the transitions for any students or families that are displaced, they will have priority enrollment into schools that are being merged or programs that they're a part of right now. As I mentioned, some of the closures are going to turn into new and repurposed buildings for programs that are that are successful and popular in our school district. We just can't do them in multiple sites.
No, I get that. Is there a chance that any of these schools could reopen based on demographic shifts and you know, I mean, in other words, is this kind of a final decision and this is just the way it is going forward?
It's a final decision in terms of the enrollment of students and where we're discontinuing pathways for programs. So we are relocating some programs. In terms of the buildings, Paul, one of the interesting things that has taken place, you know, through this process is both the Build Back Better plan's call for universal pre-K, in addition to a campaign that I'm part of right here in St. Paul called St. Paul Ready for Kindergarten, or SPARK, where we want to make it a reality for all 3- and 4-year-old children in St. Paul to have an educational program, an early learning educational program that's available in their community. And I should mention that this program is really going to target those students and families who need it most, who have been historically underserved in our district. And we want to make sure that we can have adequate space to increase enrollment in those programs, to have children start early and have children stay and be part of St. Paul Public Schools in their future.
My assumption, correct me if I'm wrong, this was an agonizing decision for members of the school board, right, to make?
It was, and the board changed many times through hardship, through the process as well. So, you know, even harder, those who came on and inherited, you know, this process too, very difficult. And, you know, I heard that last night in their comments and in their vote. I don't think anyone wanted to do that last night, whether it was, you know, whether it was the 5 who supported it and certainly those who spoke through their vote.
Well, you know, I mean, growing up, I kept hearing kids, and I think it's true, kids are resilient. But between the pandemic and now this, it's sort of the ultimate test of resilience. But long term, you're still optimistic about public education in St. Paul, correct?
I certainly have to be. We have committed educators, and they've shown up, you know, this school year through challenges that I can't even speak of, to do their very best. And it's my job to make decisions that help provide them the support needed to offer a well-rounded education and to offer the goals of SPPS Achieves, our strategic plan. And I know that those decisions are many times thought of as top-down and you know, without communication. And, you know, sometimes we just, you know, have to understand that there are decisions that by subtracting, we're really looking to add. And that's, you know, what this the goal of Envision SPPS was, to really look at how can we add resources to make sure that we can offer a more well-rounded education.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and explaining the situation. I wish you, the teachers, the students, the parents impacted the best of luck going forward. St. Paul Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Joe Gothard. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Hang in there. And by the way, the one and only Corey Heppala is up next, and Adam Carter is going to be on the morning news tomorrow. Make it a good one.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.